After finding out the circles were the culprit and causing the illness, we wanted to find out if the circles were alive or not. So our group was assigned respiration to see if the circles could breathe or not. We did some background info on respiration, or cellular respiration to be specific, to know more about it before investigating. We found out that the function of cellular respiration is to harvest electrons from carbon compounds such as glucose and use that energy to make ATP. ATP is used to provide energy for cells to do work. So essentially, cells need glucose to breathe. So when we were setting up our lab, we knew that we would need to give the circles, or the circle water, glucose so they could breathe. And glucose is a carbon compound or a simple sugar that cellular respiration uses to harvest electrons from to make ATP. We also needed some special chemicals and equipment to do our labs, including BTB, because when carbon dioxide is released from a living thing, it changes the color of BTB from blue to yellow. So we would know if the circles did breathe, they would change the BTB color from blue to yellow. So our hypothesis in the end was that we thought that the culprit could breathe, and we found out in the end that it could.